KUB 1060 AM. You're here with Johnny T.C. Luongo, and we're here with Seamus McFlaherty, who I have on the line. Seamus, tell me where you're from.
Well, you know, of course, I originally am from Ireland, the Emerald Isle, as it were. And my family, we immigrated into New York, and it was a wonderful time, wonderful place. But I had a yearning for the old world, the small town feeling. As you say, you know, the people, there's a warmness and a kindness that was missing. And coming to Willamette really answered that need in my heart. It's been wonderful, you know. This is a community that's strong. There was the time of troubles with the zombies, and it was a big blow to the community. It destroyed the community, but, you know, it seems like we have risen from the ashes. You know, I've come after the times of troubles, and now it's a beautiful place to build the future with that infusion of tradition, with people who can appreciate it. And it's a wonderful place. It really is.
It really is. You know, I want to know something. What does the memorial mean to you? What does this mean to you? Give me your, in your words. I mean, you've seen it at our best, and you've seen us and experienced it through the worst. What do you have?
Well, let me see now. The memorial, it's really about remembrance. It's really about knowing what happened and understanding what that means to each and individual member of the community, because there's no one story that can be told to cover everyone's heart and everyone's experience and everyone's pain. And when you look at the statues and the memorials, you're going to find something different in everyone's heart. And for me, I come to this community as someone who wants to help rebuild, help bring a new culture to Willamette. And I hope I can do that, because it's really a wonderful place with a lot of different kinds of people, and we're hoping to build a new future here.
Well, you know, I love that. You're talking about hopes and dreams, and my question to you is, did you lose anybody? Do you have any stories of sadness during that dark time? Not that I want to bring up the bad, but I just would like to know and show people that anybody can work their way through the trials and tribulations that are thrown upon them by the world. So, have you had anything that's been a difficult time for you that you've worked your way back now?
Well, you know, I think that I've been luckier than most. My family was able to get out just as the trouble was starting. But you know, I did lose me dog Paddington. He was a beautiful little setter, and it was really hard to see. But he really did protect my family, and he helped us escape. And when those zombies were just rising up like a red wave of death. So, for me, when I look at the Willamette Memorial, I think of Paddington and remember how brave and strong he was. And I'm getting a bit choked up, but yeah. Other than that, I didn't lose any family members, so I got off luckier than most.
You did good. You did a good thing, and you do a great thing for the community. And you know, I love Big Bull's Meat Shop. And is it true? I heard that you already have the procedures in place in case there is any dangers that come, or the place may get on fire of anything. That and your slogan is, in case of fire, take your meat and beat it. Is that true?
Oh, yes, that's a silly little slogan, but the locals seem to enjoy it, and no harm done with a little silly wordplay there. As far as actual preparations, you know, I'm not too worried. I don't think we're going to have to worry about another trial and tribulation like we had before. I've just got me lovely handcrafted pine furniture in both Cochran's Irish Pub and Big Bull's Meats, and that seems to do me with just fine.
Very good. I mean, I love the fact that you have such a love for your community, and you know so many different places. I'm curious, have you ever visited the Party Poppers? You know, I know that they're out there and down there in the mall, and I'm just curious, have you been there? Because I know that right now the word is that they're exploding with so many people coming in, because everybody's having private parties to complement the Willamette Memorial Megaplex reopening.
Well, you know, now, Party Poppers, they're a fine establishment, and you know, I don't want to speak ill of them, but there was a time when, you know, I was hoping to get some supplies for a grand opening of my new store, and then also for you know, the St. Patty's Day festivities at Cochrane's, and I made some orders, and I said, I went to pick those orders up, and I said, Miss, I'm here to pick up my orders. And she says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any orders. I said, Miss, I'm here to pick up the orders for my event, and she just didn't have anything for me. So, you know, I don't want to speak ill of my fellow business owners, but I think Party Poppers needs to work on their customer service just a little bit. But who knows, maybe my experience is not representative of the community as a whole.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that Party Poppers were the party poopers for you, but I'm sure that they have since gotten their act together, and a lot of good things are going on there, just like in your places. And I want to know if you have any specials. Do you have any specials at Big Bull's Meat Shop? Anything I can tell my audience? Because right now, their mouths are watering. I mean, it is 3 a.m. They're just hungry. We're getting ready to go into overdrive. I'm here on 1060 a.m. with nothing but love in my heart and hunger in my belly. So what can you offer to all my listeners so they will come down right now to Big Bull's Meat Shop?
Well, you know, we've just exited Thanksgiving, and we're just starting the Christmas season. So right now I've got a very special offer on prime rib. It's just $3.99 a pound, and it's going to go fast. So come on down to Big Bull's Meats and grab some prime rib for your Christmas dinner.
Well, you heard it. Go on down, go to Big Bull's Meat, grab some meat, and have dinner. This is a great message to give to my audience today. They are excited. I want to thank you for coming on my show and gracing me with your experience. Congratulations on Cochrane's Irish Pub, on Big Bull's Meat Shop, and all the endeavors that you're going through. And I know that you're going to have a great Black Friday. I know that it's going to be a Green Friday.
Oh, John, thank you so much for your kind words, and have a merry, merry Black Friday.
Oh, yes, and the same to you. Thank you so much for coming on, Seamus. This is Johnny Tomcat Luongo on LUB 1060 AM.